Yeah, welcome back to CRY 104 FM. Y'all today, yours truly, Jerry Murray in the hot seat, taking it through until 2 today. And what a special day it is. I'm joined by Barry Darcy, the man himself, Fiona, his good wife, and of course Charlotte, his sister-in-law. And I still have the TY students here in the corner. Barry, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thanks,
Jerry,
for dropping in, taking time out of your
busy
schedule.
My pleasure.
Fiona, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, how are you?
How are you getting on?
Grand.
Would you smile? It's not that bad. You're married to a pro, like. give us a break. Yeah. Barry, talk us through how you don't just get to where you are today. Like, at what stage did you begin singing, and what spurred it on?
I mean, I would have started singing as a young guy, you know what I mean? I've said it before, but I'm a classic hairbrush in the mirror young fella, you know. I spent a lot of time singing in my bedroom first to start off with, and then I'm a huge Elvis Presley fan, and eventually I plucked up the courage to try and start doing an Elvis tribute show when I was about 18 years of age, and I did that for a few years, and then right up until 2013 I was doing the Elvis show, you know, so I've been singing okay. for nigh on 20 years, I suppose, or more.
And I tell you, could do a lot worse now for an idol than Elvis Presley.
Oh, yeah, fantastic singer, fantastic entertainer,
All-round nice guy and entertainer.
Yeah.
And you don't just specialise or stick to his kind of music.
I've a broad range, you know, I try to hit everybody. You know, I suppose I would be into that kind of era of music, with rock and roll, and I like a lot of country music as well. But an amalgamation of music, so I like all types of music, depending on the song, you know, rather than anything else.
It's very important to diversify as well, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, not everybody is an Elvis Presley fan, although I think, if we're honest, everybody likes at least one Elvis song, but no, you'd have to try and hit everybody, you know. So.
Right. And Charlotte, how are you getting on?
I'm very good, thanks.
And
very proud
eyes.
Of Barry.
Very proud of him.
Very proud of him.
He's a big Elvis fan, but he's diversified a lot. The excitement is really building, isn't it?
Very much so for the family and everybody around. All our friends are really looking forward to seeing Barry on Saturday night, yeah. So it's good.
And of course, Fiona, I'm going to come to you this time. It hasn't all been smooth sailing, sure it hasn't, with Barry. He had a bit of an issue recently, or in the past, hasn't he?
Oh, his back, yeah. He was in a wheelchair in 2014. He got up and he just fell out of the bed. His disc crushed his sciatic nerve. So basically, he ended up being in a wheelchair for like 6 months. He was in the COH for 6 weeks, and then he ended up going to Dunleary. And he was told he'd never again walk, but like with sheer determination, he said he was going to get up out of the chair. So day by day, he was doing physio, intense physio up there.
And when that was 2014, is it? How long are you guys together? Where did you meet? What happened?
We actually met in Clancy's in Yall. Barry was doing Elvis in Clancy's in Yall 15 years ago now. He met doing Elvis. My friend loved Elvis, so she was like, can we go and see Elvis, because we were passing and there was supposed to be an Elvis that night, and I was like, okay, sure, if you want, we'll go. So that's how we met, really. And then he moved down very shortly after.
Okay. There's no one listening now, Fiona. You know, it is 25 to 1 on the Wednesday afternoon. There's no one listening. Whose eyes caught who first, or who fluttered first?
Well, I tried to set him up with my friend. Didn't work out
really?
That way. Yeah.
And what happened?
He didn't like her.
From what I remember, I was speaking to Fiona outside of Clancy's, and because we got chatting, you know what I mean? And I was 25, just because we got chatting, I kind of fell for her on that day, really.
You fell for Fiona,
absolutely,
but not her friend?
Yeah.
Fiona, again, I hope your friend isn't listening.
She was a bridesmaid.
Is she still talking to you?
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. Of course.
She's still talking to you after you've taken the love of
her
life.
She didn't mind. She just loved Elvis, so she said once he sings to her that it's fine.
Okay. So it was a case of return to sender, so
yeah, something like that, yeah.
So you met back then 15 years ago. You kind of started going out together, and he was singing actively then, but then 2014 happens. That must be a fierce pressure and a concern, Barry, is it, when something like that happens?
I mean, at the time, yeah, absolutely. But I kind of made peace with the worst case scenario, because I was told I had a 50-50 chance of ever walking again by the staff in the NRH. And I kind of made peace with that pretty quickly. And then I just got focused, because I always think that 50-50 chance is a 50 chance of improving, so 50% chance of improving, and I kind of stayed focused on that.
Or does life, does hope, like?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, yeah.
And it is a case of mind over body in a lot of cases.
I was very lucky, you know what I mean? Like, they gave me the tools to get better. I went with that. I had the support, obviously, of a wonderful family who was able to take on a lot of the burden, so that I could focus on getting better.
Did you ever consider, singing from a chair? Would you be resigned to that, or did it ever cross your mind?
Funny story. In the CUH, they were doing a fundraiser while I was up there, and I brought in a couple of speakers into the canteen up there, and I actually did a gig from the wheelchair. Did I ever really accept that it was going to be my life? I don't think I did. No, do you know what I mean? I always had that determination to get up and go, you know.
And that's what tis really, isn't it? The glass is half full.
It has to be. Certainly, in a situation. I don't think that I'm exceptional in that. I think that everybody will probably in that situation would do the same thing. But it's definitely mind over matter. Glass half full and just drive on, you know.
Talk us through what brought a guy from Inniscarty up to Yall to perform 15 years ago.
Well, I mean, like I said, I was doing the Elvis show at the time, and I was all over the country, you know. And the manager I had at the time booked us into Clancy's, and we came down, and, you know, the rest is history, really. From
Did you ever forgive him?
No, come on, are you? I actually love living down there. So.
Have you, since you got together and you're now married, and you've got two lovely children,
yeah.
Have you ever considered going to Graceland or?
I think
Memphis?
The plan next year, we're turning. What can I say it online? Yeah, so I can say it over. We're turning 40 next year, so we're both gonna go over and bring the kids over next year. So yeah, that's the plan.
Will you go to the chapel?
We'll do the whole tour.
Renew the vows.
Renew the vows and
get down on that knee again.
Yeah. I won't get up off the ground this time.
Oh, she's looking for new rock, lad. Look at
new
this
rock,
thing.
Yeah.
Charlotte, Barry mentioned the value of family support. I suppose that's big in your family, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. I come from a family of four girls and one boy, and obviously great parents who were great support to Fiona and Barry, obviously. But I think when Barry was in Dublin a lot of the time, Fiona was the one that was doing the travelling up and down, and yeah, we were looking after the kids for them.
Okay.
And again, my parents were amazing, the whole thing.
Okay. And now that he's come through it, you must be ultra proud of him and ultra hopeful for the future. Yeah?
Absolutely. I suppose for us, the first day we saw him back in Cork, he came in the door in a Zimmer frame, and it's quite emotional thinking back about it, you know. His legs were dragging, and we were looking at him, we were like, he's never going to get back on his feet again, and he did.
And
yes, we
now.
Are very, very, very proud of him.
And not only are you singing, Barry, and, you know, back on your feet, thank God, touch wood, but not only are you back on your feet, but you have a good job as well. It's a fairly strenuous job, isn't it?
Yeah, I work up in Keepack in Watergrass Hill as a trainer up there. Ironically, now I'm a manual handling trainer, so I teach people how to protect their back. So I suppose, look, at with every training that I give my story, and it kind of resonates with people a bit easier. So,
well, you can't beat the
grateful.
Personal touch, as they say.
Absolutely, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And
yeah,
the
so
personal experience helps it. When did you go through to the Karaoke World Championships?
It was late in 2014. I'd just been I'd been out of hospital a couple of weeks, I think, and I entered into that.
Do you nominate yourself, or do you get put forward by, as you said, your then manager, or what happens?
I can't remember how I went through it.
We're in JD's.
Apologies. Yeah, I do know. There's so much going on now at the moment. What we did was we entered in JD's pub here in Yall. Guys in JD's, I forgot. We entered into there. Yeah, hi, Colin and Marion. We entered into the competition there, and they put us through then to the Silver Springs, and then we went up there to represent them then to...
That was
over to Sweden.
Was it?
Brilliant, yeah, absolutely fantastic. It was my first experience in a big competition, you know, because there was 80 different countries involved in that.
That brings us nicely along to this. We're going to play this, give you a chance to catch your breath again. Do you remember this one?
Oh yeah.
Do you remember?
You
drove all night.
2014.
Okay, so this is a taste of what's to come. Barry D'Arcy in the World Karaoke Championships, and he drove all night. We'll be right back after this.
Maybe I should have called you first, but I was dying to get to you. I was dreaming while I drove the long straight road ahead. Good taste, your sweet kisses, your arms open wide. This me before you is just burning me up inside. I drove all night to get to you. Is that all right? I drove all night, crept in your room, woke you from your sleep to make love to you. Is that all right? I drove all night. What in this world keeps us from falling apart? No matter where I go, I hear the beating of our one heart. I think about you when the night is cold.
Barry, what do you think of that?
Oh, that brings back fond memories, my friend.
Fond memories. Would you do that now again? Would you be able to hit that note now again? Yeah, of course.
Yeah. I think my voice has kind of become stronger even since then, you know. So.
And that was a successful campaign for you, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. We came in top eight.
And that was world-like.
There was 80 countries involved. It's a huge organisation. Tell me,
we were speaking off here there, when you came through your back injury, and thank God you did, you had another issue to deal with as well, didn't you?
Well, yeah, I suppose sitting in a wheelchair and doing nothing for so long, I'd put on an awful lot of weight. I'd gone up to over 22 and a half stone. As we were saying there, I quite difficultly went into a slimming world class in Yall.
Okay.
And they helped me along and lost over 5 stone.
So, like, I suppose the point I'm trying to get out there to our listeners is the Barry D'Arcy we see on stage is very different to the Barry D'Arcy that's sitting here in the room, isn't it?
Yeah, look, I suppose I face the same challenges as everybody else, you know what I mean? You know, and I hope that maybe my story can inspire people just to, you know, that things are achievable, even for a young guy, you know, an ordinary guy, and I am an ordinary guy from originally, like I said, from Wexford, that if you put your mind to things, you know, you can achieve, you know, and that's...
Fiona, where do you cut off, where do you draw the line with entertainer as against husband and father?
Well, I just always treat him as husband and father, like...
He's not the superstar that he
thinks
he is.
No, he's unreal. He actually doesn't even think he's a superstar. Because we'd be in the house and my friend would call and he comes from working out the last couple of weeks and he's just sitting on the couch like watching the television. And we're like, "Are you not getting excited, Barry?" And he's like, "Oh, I'll be fine." You know, he's so relaxed.
Do you have to push him out to rehearsals?
Yeah. You actually do, to be honest.
As part of the build-up to Saturday, and we'll come to that now in a few moments, who decides what songs he sings? Is it Barry? Is it Louis? Is it...
You get a choice. You say to them, like, you know, a few songs you put in yourself of what you'd like to do. And luckily, they came back with the songs that Barry has chosen himself, and they said that Louis likes the songs as well. So I'm sure, like, if he didn't really want to do them, he could say it. But, yeah, he's happy that it's his choice of the songs.
Okay. So I was quite lucky... You know, I was quite lucky that the songs that I sent in were able to be cleared for broadcast and stuff like that. So I was lucky that way, you know. So.
And are we allowed to share the secret what songs are going to be singing?
Absolutely not, you know, no. I can't do that.
Tune in on Saturday night. And by the way, he hasn't given way to the brown envelope that I've just handed him. And he's not going to tell me. So when I leave the studio, the station today, I can't be shocked for the contents.
It'll be worth watching, yeah. I tell you that.
You know, when you get to a situation like that, he's representing East Cork and I'm sure beyond that as well. You know, as a sister-in-law and Fiona's sister, and you know, you have your own family as well, you know, are you happy with, you know, his progress so far, obviously, but when he gets to select the songs that he wants to sing or perform, like, is that a worry to you, or are you confident that he can put his hand to anything?
He can put his hand to anything, absolutely anything. It's funny, I was coming from work the other day and I was on the phone to Fiona and I could hear him singing in the background and I was like shush to her because I wanted to hear the whole thing, but he's just amazing, absolutely amazing. Yeah, it's kind of funny when actually at the moment he's over 1 million views on YouTube from his performance. And Ryan was staying with me, their son, last week, and he said, "That's because you're after putting him on a half that time, 500. Kay, Charlotte, you're after listening to him." But no, I haven't. No, that amount of times, but it's definitely worth the watch for people if they want to YouTube him maybe and
YouTube,
have a look at his
Barry
performance.
D'Arcy.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And
was that the performance
story.
Or the whole? Yeah, because I have it here, the Golden Buzzer moment.
Yes.
Barry, like, did you ever dream in your wildest dreams that this would happen, a Golden Buzzer from none other than Louis Walsh?
I mean, you go up there with probably, you know, a hope that something might happen. But I think realistically, I went up there with hoping not to get X'd, you know. So to get a Golden Buzzer from, like, a phenomenon in the music industry was massive. But beyond that, it was a kind of a... I suppose it was a triumph for us as a family, or that's how I felt, that we'd come through so much, and now this was our kind of reward for everything. So I suppose it's just that, you know, if you work hard, good things can happen as well as, you know.
And you know, that's the thing I'm getting since the night of your audition, when you got the Golden Buzzer, I'm smacked and I'm blown away by. And again, you've just mentioned it, the family input, it's very important to you, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. My family are everything to me, you know. Without them, I'd probably be still sitting in a wheelchair. And yeah, look, they're number one and they come first.
And that's
in everything that I do, and it's hugely important to me, yeah. Hugely.
And I know, Fiona, you echo those sentiments, like you're proud to be his wife. And does it ever come to the stage where you're Barry D'Arcy's wife, or, you know, like, or are you his soulmate for life? Like, obviously you are, but you know what I'm saying, when you're out in social circles, when he's not entertaining, oh, look, that's Barry D'Arcy's wife.
Well, lately it kind of is, small bit, but...
Does it pee off, like?
No, not at all. Of course not. Right? No, not at all.
I'm just so worried about your friend if she's listening. Like, would she have succession rights? Like, I mean, does she fancy them? Does she fancy them? Barry, again, because there's no one listening, have you still got her phone number? Like, we can ring her down now live. And
yes, be careful here now.
I'm very, very careful. No.
It's such an amazing story like that. You know, her friend decides that she fancies you, and now I won't have her. But
hang on, I don't think it was fancy.
But did she like the songs you were singing?
She probably liked the Elvis thing. Yeah.
Did you have your suit on and everything?
I had a white suit that time. I had jet black long hair, dyed sideburns, so I did the whole 9 yards.
How do you actually maintain to keep your feet on the ground?
Family, do you know what I mean? They're number one, and like, you know, I suppose, for want of a better word, fame, if you want to call it that, at whatever level, that can come and go, do you know what I mean? But your family is your staple, and they'll always be there. Like, I'm not Barry Darcy, the public figure at home. I'm Barry Darcy, the dad, husband, and I'd always be that.
And at the end of the day, you know, by hook or by crook, whatever happens Saturday or doesn't happen Saturday, you have your job, you have your income, you have a family, and that's very important, isn't it?
I absolutely have a happy life now, do you know what I mean? Right. Now, don't get me wrong, I would love to elevate my singing career, but I have a happy life, I'm happy in my work, I'm, you know, obviously my family, I have a great family, so I don't really, I suppose, need anything else, but do I want to win IGT? Absolutely, yeah, of course I do.
Do you feel, and I know I asked you this on the telephone the last day, do you feel, because, and again, Billie Jean sends her best wishes as they won at the RDC round they won it. Do you feel under pressure that maybe people are saying there won't be a second act from East Cork win it 2 years in a row? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from. I think people will judge on the night. Okay. And I think people are the best judges of talent. Doesn't matter where a person is from. If they're talented enough to win it, if that's me in people's eyes, then great. But I don't think where they're from is going to come into it. I think people want to see, like, IGT is the best talent competition in Ireland at the moment, and it's coming. Like, the talent that's involved in it, this year is huge, and obviously last year as well was huge with RDC winning it. But I don't think people look at it like that. I think they look at the talent, and I think public is the best judge of talent.
When you're up there Saturday night, will you do me a huge favour?
I will indeed.
As well as say hello to Jerry Murray and CIY.
Absolutely.
Will you tell Lucy Kennedy I said hi?
I certainly will. I might even get a signed photo for you.
Do that. And tell her you were talking to Jerry Murray and CIY.
I absolutely will, Jerry.
And I know Anna's listening now. And I know, but
I'll give it to you in secret, you guys.
You'll do that, yeah. And I'll give you the brown envelope. Tell me what you're singing.
You won't have a dinner when you go home if Anna's listening.
I will, yeah. I know, she knows. She knows that I, yeah. In a nutshell, would you change it all again?
No.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. We've, you know, I suppose, look at before. No, I wouldn't. It happened. Things happen for a reason. Like I said, bad things happen, good things happen. That's just life, unfortunately. But it's what you make of those situations that is important.
Nicola and Nathan.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Could you wish Barry Darcy best of luck Saturday and Sunday from Nicola and Nathan Ballyfahan Cox? Yeah.
Thank you so much, guys. You're very good.
Nicola
She's
Martin.
Always on the side.
Nicola Martin, is it?
Yeah.
That just came in there as a vote.
Thank you, Nick.
I have 5 minutes left, lads, before I'll play your golden buzzer moment.
Cool.
You wouldn't change anything. 30 seconds, what do you want to say to the people?
Look, I hope you'll be able to watch the show. It's Virgin Media One at 7:30. Vote Barry in capital letters on 53307. Between, we think, about 8:50 to 9:05. So if you're watching the show, I'd really, really appreciate it. your vote, and thanks very much.
And also at this point we have to mention as well Rebel Acro in Ballincollig, gymnastic bunch from
Cork. Super group
as well.
I was watching the show when they went through. I was so delighted that they went through. I want to wish them all the best in the final.
Charlotte, 30 seconds.
I just want people to vote for Barry to get him into the final. He's in the semis on Saturday night, and it's the final. You need to see him in the final. And after that, that'll be all his dreams come true.
Continue
if he gets
dream.
To that final. Absolutely.
Fiona, final word to you.
Same here, really. I just would love to see him in the final because the song he's doing for the semi final is amazing, but the final song is, oh my God, like, it's a winner.
Absolutely.
So, all right. So, is the final on Sunday?
Yes.
Final's on Sunday.
So, if you succeed on Saturday, you have the two songs picked.
The two songs are picked. You have to rehearse them because it's in such quick concession. Right, you know what I mean? You can't do it because it's.
Would you rather do a pre-record than do it live, or is there extra pressure doing it live?
I think live is going to be awesome.
You're soaked up in the atmosphere.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I can't wait.
You're looking forward
to it. And it's just that the voting time is so short, I suppose, and something Barry has been saying over the last few weeks, don't press pause to go make your cup of tea, keep watching the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's very short space of time that you get those votes in. And
it is once in a lifetime opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sky is our enemy at the moment because you can pause the television and run out, you know.
So when it gets true, you can send me the bill.
Yeah. Cool.
That's the very, very best of luck.
Thank you very much, Sharon.
Barry, Fiona,
thanks,
Charlotte, everyone else. I hope we have another one of these moments.
So do I.
On Saturday night next. Well, you won't get the golden buzzer.
No, but it'll be hopefully a
you'll
final
be back
place.
Here as the winner.
Okay, I'm going to play this out, and lads, it's been a pleasure. Thanks very much, Barry, Charlotte,
my pleasure,
and of course
thank you.
Fiona. Give our regards to everyone, and especially our friend.
God, I won't leave that down.
Thanks, lads.
Thank you, Jerry.
Take care. All right, cheers. That was Barry Darcy there, Fiona, and of course Charlotte, his sister-in-law. And this is Barry when he got the golden buzzer. And hopefully we'll be continuing that dream, as Charlotte said there earlier. We'll be continuing that dream on Saturday evening and into Sunday evening. And we wish him the very best of luck.